Let's rock this joint!
If the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Those are great moments in history. These are not.
Tonight, we take you back to 1979. The date is April 20th. The President of the United States is Jimmy Carter. When you're the leader of the free world, needless to say, you make enemies. Jimmy Carter had his share. It was on that fateful spring day, while on a fishing trip in Plains, Georgia, that President Jimmy Carter came face to face with danger. Who could foresee what was lurking in the calm Georgian waters? Who could believe what awaited the former peanut farmer? Who knows how close Walter Mondale was from that one heartbeat away to the job he really wanted? It was on April 20th, 1979, that Jimmy Carter met up with a killer rabbit.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's cooking? What's up, Doc? Oh, you're looking for Bugs Bunny Bunting. Duck is gonna hunting just to get a rabbit skin, but now the rabbit's gonna get...
The rabbit, which may have been fleeing a predator, swam toward his boat, hissing menacingly, its teeth flashing and nostrils flared. President Carter was forced to swat at the vicious beast with a canoe paddle, which apparently scared it off. Upon his return to the White House, Carter told his staff about the furry amphibian's assault. Most of them refused to believe him, insisting that rabbits can't swim. Although since most mammals can swim, there's no reason to believe that rabbits cannot, although I am a mammal and I cannot swim, so the point is moot. And that even if they could, they certainly wouldn't attack humans, and certainly not presidents. Fortunately, a White House photographer had been on the scene and had recorded the bizarre attack. The photograph showed Carter with his paddle raised, warding off a small creature which might or might not have been a rabbit. One staffer was quoted as saying, "You couldn't tell what it was." Undaunted by their skepticism, Carter had the image enlarged, and there it was, a killer bunny rabbit, apparently bent on assassinating the president. The story might have ended there, except that White House Press Secretary Jody Powell mentioned the incident to Associated Press reporter Brooks Jackson in August. The Washington Post ran it as front page news. The original photograph was not available until the Reagan administration leaked it in 1981, but the paper filled the gap with a cartoon modeled on the poster of the movie Jaws, starring the rabbit and entitled Paws. Powell made a belated attempt to impress the public with the seriousness of the attack, calling the creature a swamp rabbit. But since Carter had to appease his rabbit-loving constituents by insisting that he had not actually smacked his buck-tooth opponent with his paddle, but only splashed water on it to drive it away, it seemed unlikely that he had been in danger. The entire episode became a symbol of Carter's floundering presidency. According to Powell, it showed the extent to which an insignificant incident can snowball and end up in the newspapers and news shows across the country. Powell has his point. We all remember Michael Dukakis in a tank, and let's not forget a certain local politician and his visit to a cheese factory. Carter biographer Douglas Brinkley says, it just played up the Carter flake factor. I mean, He had to deal with Russia and the Ayatollah, and here he was supposedly fighting off a rabbit. One does have to watch out for rabbits. Remember the film The Day of the Lepus? Yes. King Falk of Jerusalem should have watched out for rabbits as well. He was the Jimmy Carter of the 12th century. He was reportedly killed by a rabbit, while Philip, son and heir of Louis VI of France, was consigned to an early grave by a diabolical pig. In fairness to the two men, their deaths were horse-assisted. The rabbit and the pig merely dashed out into their paths at a bad moment, causing their horses to throw them and break their necks. So images of an evil-tempered killer bunny must, alas, be consigned to Monty Python.
Where's the ordinary rabbit? That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
And those are your Stuff File moments in history.